It's a move that Hugh Hefner does a lot and is brilliant because it's increasing her compliance. It's starting out small, but then it's these small compliances add to big compliances. You see what I'm saying? The thing is he doesn't ask a woman to do something that he knows that she's not going to do. You see what I'm saying? He pretty much knows women, and a lot of this is trial and error. He has to go through a lot of trial and error to do this stuff to get to that point. But then at the same time, it's like, he always says, I watch his show, the fucking Girls Next Door. What he says and what he says, like one of his famous lines is, "Don't hurt anything that I need." You see what I'm saying? So say like the girls feel like he needs their pussy. You see what I'm saying? To survive, or you know what I'm saying, like Hugh Hefner needs her, you know, Holly's pussy or some shit like that, right? Okay, so if she hurts it, how would she hurt it? She would basically fucking vibrate, you know, vibrator, fucking, you know, play with it to the point where you know she masturbates so much that she's sore. Okay, you see what I'm saying? But then at the same time, you see what I mean? She's not gonna, either she's gonna hurt herself or she's not gonna hurt herself. You see what I'm saying? If she, you know, ultimately she's gonna keep herself safe. You see what I'm saying? But if she doesn't, either way, she still obeyed Hugh Hefner. And if she doesn't obey Hugh Hefner, you see what I'm saying? She's gonna feel like a bad girl because she masturbated too much. You see what I'm saying? Which is turning her into a sex addict, just like he wants. You see what I'm saying? All this from one simple line: "Don't hurt anything that I would need." It's very clever. You see what I'm saying? But there's other ways to do it. You see? A lot of people say, you know, "Hand me this, do this for me. Could you watch this for me?" Say if you have her watch something for you, you know what I'm saying? Like your laptop computer, you're at a cafe, you have to use the men's room. "Would you watch this laptop computer for me?" Whatever. It's gaining her compliance. She's gaining her compliance. If you tell her to sit down or just wait for me for a moment, or you know what I'm saying? Even if she were to, like, you know, trip out, okay, sweetheart, just go ahead, trip out. You know what I'm saying? You know, go ahead, have whatever negative response you're gonna have. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She's gonna do it, but it'll either knock the wind out of the negative response, you see what I'm saying? Or she'll go ahead and she'll know that she's complied with you, okay? And that's good. You see what I'm saying? Now she can cool off. You see what I'm saying? You can go to her and she could say, "Hey, what's up, babe? How's it going? Blah, 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 blah." You see what I'm saying? Women do that shit all the time. Men don't see it. Okay? If you walk up to a girl and she's like, and you're like, "Hey, what's up? How's it going?" And she just doesn't say anything, and you have to say it twice, okay? She's basically saying, "You need me." You know what I'm saying? You're chasing me. She's setting up the chase. You see what I'm saying? You see what I mean? She's setting up the chase. She's setting up the game. Okay? You have to, how would I say? You could, you know, obviously you have to fucking say, "Hey, what's up again?" You see what I'm saying? To get her attention or whatever. You see what I'm saying? But then once you do that, you have her jump through, you know, your hoops. You see what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of that could be the small, simple stuff. Like, go ahead, you know, act like you're this and that. Look, you know, a lot of times I'll say like this, you know, "Act like you're not into me." You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just act like you're not into me. But under the surface, I want you to just be boiling in ecstasy for me. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And we'll do like this and we'll do like that. You see what I mean? And so I'm just setting up, you see, how our relationship is going to be. And I'm setting up a compliance. And I'm setting up, cause she could say in her own mind, "Oh, I'm not into this guy." You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to prove that I'm not into this guy by ignoring him. Okay? You say, what you just said, go ahead, ignore me, but underneath, boil with ecstasy and lust for me, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And so she's doing it. And so in her own mind, she thinks that she is doing it, doing exactly what you said. And so now she has to prove that she's not. You see what I'm saying? But then at the same time, it's not like you need her or anything like that. You could go on to other girls. You can go on, or she could just fucking stop playing the game and be real with you. You see what I'm saying? You guys can have a great time. I mean, look, man, if you're going to lose this girl anyway, you see what I'm saying? And it's not going to work out at that exact second, you might as well play with the fucking situation. You see what I'm saying? Like, for example, a friend of mine said, oh man, I went out on this date and you know what I'm saying? It went okay, but I knew I could have kissed the girl, but I just didn't really want to. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Only thing he had to do was try some new shit that he never tried before. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is the perfect time to make mistakes. If you have a new technique that you want to try, you know what I'm saying? You've already fucked up the situation, or you feel like the situation isn't going to go anywhere. You see what I'm saying? And perfect time to try some new shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to see if some shit works. You know what I mean? You know, one of the things that is a constant battle for any pickup artist is that there's always another level to go. You see what I'm saying? There's always another level to go. There's always more, like a higher level that you can take things. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So say I was being extroverted, right? And like, you know, hey, I'm Mr. Extrovert and all this other types of stuff. And say your rule is, you know, the more extroverted I feel, the more extroverted I go. You know, the better I am, or the more women I hit on, you see what I'm saying, the better I am, and all this other types of stuff. You see what I mean? You know, this game is like a tool. You see what I'm saying? This game is a tool, okay? And yeah, you know, you want to try yourself out. You know, you want to try your luck out. You know what I'm saying? You want to go as high in this game as possible. You see what I'm saying? Depending on what degree, you know, you want to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to be a guru or something like that, you know, then really crank your shit up. You know what I'm saying? If all you want is a wife and the kids and a family and all this other types of stuff, you know, you might tone it down or you know, go at a more like cooler or calmer rate. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like a car. You know, say I get a, you know, one of those Asian sort of like sports cars, right? You know, and then, you know, you put the nitro under the hood and, you know, you change out a whole bunch of components and you modify your car to be like a racer, you know, so you're like a race car driver. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, all they care about is speed. Okay, so say if all you care about is speed and you want one of the fastest cars in the world, you could probably get one for like $80,000 modified. You know what I'm saying? Some modified car, you know what I'm saying, that's super light, you know, looks like crap. You see what I'm saying? But it's really fast. If what you want is looks and speed, you see what I'm saying? You might go for a Ferrari. If you know, your two priorities is to save money, you see what I'm saying? And to, you know, have the fastest car, okay, for the cheapest price, and you go for the cheap modified car. You know what I'm saying? If you want the best looking car, you don't really care what's under the hood. You know what I'm saying? You get a used Maserati for $30,000 and nobody can tell the year. You see what I'm saying? You got chicks thinking that that you make a couple million in the bank, you know what I mean? And that you're, you know, super balling, you know what I mean? I mean, it's part of me. The whole goal, okay, is to amplify and modify your game for you, okay? You know, if you're dealing with a fucking art dealer or something like that, and that's the girl that you're talking to, you see what I'm saying? You know, you might come at her, you're gonna come at her completely different. You know, you might come at her a little bit more romantic. You see what I'm saying? You might come at her a little bit more fast, hot, but romantic. You see what I'm saying? Like a bad boy artist type of guy. You see what I'm saying? That's kind of distinguished. You see what I mean? If you're going for party girls, I mean, you don't need all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You need some booze and some marijuana. You see what I mean? And a good reputation in your area around campus or whatever. You see what I mean? So, I mean, it greatly varies, you know? I mean, hell, if you're just good in bed, you see what I'm saying? You know, if you're good in bed or you're the best in bed and you purposely take time to please your girls, you see what I'm saying? And, you know, you dress kind of, you know, mediocre or whatever. You sleep with a girl who's semi-popular, you know what I'm saying? You fucking blow her mind. You put her orgasms, her having 20 multiple orgasms and all this other types of stuff. You see what I'm saying? Literally 20, because you can give a girl 20 orgasms. A girl can orgasm time and time and time and time and time again. It's not like a one time in a chamber type deal with like it is with men. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you give her fucking 20 orgasms, because it's just like, you know, imagine if you know, you fuck, you bust a nut, and you still stay hard, you still keep fucking, you bust another nut, you know what I'm saying? You still keep fucking, you bust another nut, you know what I'm saying? And you could just do that all day, you see what I'm saying, without ever getting soft, okay? That's how women's anatomy is, you see what I mean? Keep this in mind, okay? And it's brilliant, and it's so basically you work your way up the fucking ladder. You see what I'm saying? You give her 20 orgasms, and then you turn around and you get a blowjob from her, and you call it a day. You see what I'm saying? Hey, sounds like a good life to me. You get a good reputation. You got the hottest girls on campus to want to sleep with you over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Life is good, but it's different for different categories of girls. You know, you're gonna have to, you know, alter your game for where you are. You see what I mean? And what you want. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, right? If, you know, do I really want to fuck 5 girls a day? Like, is it even possible? You see what I'm saying? To bust 5 nuts a day. You see what I'm saying? 5 days a week. 7 days a week. You see what I'm saying? So, what good is it to have, you know what I'm saying? So you got to alter your game for who you are. There are some guys, there are some rare guys who there's a chemical called prolactin, okay, that goes into the bloodstream, okay? Now, if you're one of those guys who doesn't have prolactin secreted into his body, okay, and his pituitary gland doesn't squirt out prolactin or whatever, then you're one of those guys that could just fuck and 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 fuck. You see what I'm saying? Without ever going soft. You see what I'm saying? Then, I mean, you know, hey, you know, that's awesome. You know, adjust your game for your abilities. You see what I mean? And how to know when a woman is toxic. Okay, now check this out. Now, a lot of people, excuse me, I remember I had this cousin, okay, and my cousin, like, you know, he did good with women. He was solid, you know what I'm saying? And I was solid, too. We were both solid, you see what I'm saying? But he was, like, a super jerk who, you know what I'm saying, had, like, you know, I mean, like, literally, like, he was well respected. A lot of people knew him. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? People, you know, he was popular, okay? And I wasn't necessarily popular. You see what I'm saying? And he was a douchebag to me, okay? But then I was like too young to really realize it or step on it. But I would consistently have hotter chicks than him. You see what I'm saying? And so what he would do is he would always bag on my chicks. Oh, she doesn't exist. Or, you know, oh, you know, what are you talking about? You hooked up with her. It's bullshit. And all this other types of stuff. You see what I mean? To make his own ego feel good. You see, when it comes down to it, you know, you need to kick people's out of your life that are like that. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's bullshit. And you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter, okay, if a girl is a smoking 10 or she's a 7 or anything like that. The thing is like, are you aroused by her? Okay, if you think you should be bringing your game up, or there's girls, because see, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. Okay, like I've got a lot of guys and friends and stuff who are in game and stuff. A lot of these girls go for what's called, you know, what do you call those women? Those women who like work at like, you know, like Hooters or fucking, you know what I'm saying, work at strip clubs, the hired guns. They're hired because of their looks, okay? There are some hired guns that I like and some hired guns that I don't, okay? You know, I like, say if a girl works at a jewelry store, okay, and she's just a sweetheart, and she's just the sweetest thing you ever want to meet, okay, and she's just the nicest, sweetest thing you ever want to fucking put your hands on, okay, or, you know, a girl works at a strip club, okay, and she's just the hottest girl, but then at the same time, she's just so sweet, and she treats everybody really nice and stuff like this. This is who I like to be with. I don't want to spend my time, okay, or my intellectual, you know, mind, you know what I'm saying, even around bitches. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to waste my time on bitches, okay, and girls with bad attitudes and all this other types of shit. You see what I'm saying? Girls whose priorities are so fucking fucked up. You see what I'm saying? That that is just like, it's annoying. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so you got guys like Hugh Hefner, right? I was watching this episode of Girls Next Door. It's a Hugh Hefner show. He's got Holly Madison, Kendra, and Bridget, right? Okay, so I'm watching the show, and they're basically picking the girls to work at the Playboy Club, okay? You know, out of, there was over 200 women that showed up to the mansion. All of them were slim. You see what I'm saying? Good bodies, came from agencies, okay? Probably most of them. You see what I'm saying? All of, you know, you didn't see a heavy set woman on the fucking premises, okay? Every girl was a 10, okay? Literally a 10, okay? And so then they took out of, then they strained, like, I guess, what do you call it, like, took those girls, and they interviewed those girls, okay? What they were looking for was personality, okay, good looks, okay, and personality was huge, because you gotta understand that once a girl is so hot, like, you know what I'm saying, like, a girl could be smoking fucking hot, you see what I'm saying, but you can only go so high when it comes to looks. You see what I'm saying? There's only so much you can do with looks. You see what I'm saying? I mean, there's just only so much you can do. Okay? It's literally only so much you can do. Okay? Then there's girls who, you know what I'm saying, they're kind of like diamonds in the rough. You see what I'm saying? You know, she lost 10 pounds. She did something with her hair. You know, okay, for example of that, okay, I'll give you, it was Bridget's nerdy sister. This bitch was the nerdiest fucking girl that you ever want to meet. Ever want to meet. Okay, she was the nerdiest girl on the fucking planet. Okay, like, she was a geek. Literally, she was like Dungeons and Dragons, like that, you know what I'm saying? Literally Dungeons and Dragons, like, she was not popular in school, none of that shit, right? So she turns around, and she's got a pretty decent body, whatever. They gave her a Playboy makeover, okay? So they, for a lingerie party that she got invited to, you know what I'm saying? Her name is, I think, Anastasia or some shit, right? So they give her the Playboy makeover. They hook up her hair, you know what I'm saying, dye her hair blonde, all this types of shit, you know, put extensions in her hair, you know what I'm saying. They fill her bra with like these little chicken cutlet things. That's what they call them, but literally they're like breast enhancers, like little jelly things that you can put in your bra to, like, you know, for to increase her breast size and stuff, right? So they turn around, gave her the Playboy makeover, top, you know, bra, you know, like little lacy panty type deal with like a little lacy skirt, pink and black. And when they showed her, it was incredible. She looked better than her sister Bridget. Better than Bridget. Okay, only thing she was missing was literal breast implants. If she had breast implants, she'd be a quote-unquote 10. You see what I'm saying? But she started out as a 7, right? Okay, so you walk up to the girl and you're like, oh, well, I don't want her. You know, I want this girl over here. You could be totally into her. You could totally like her. You think she's the fucking best thing on earth, but she doesn't look like a fucking Playboy playmate. You see what I'm saying? And so you don't want her? Like, come on, dude. Are you fucking serious? You see what I'm saying? You know, when you're seducing women, man, I mean, a lot of people, I'm going against a lot of people on this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, as far as pickup artists, don't put a lot of emphasis on what a girl's personality is, okay? But I put a high emphasis on personality, similar to Hugh Hefner, okay? So Hugh Hefner takes 300 girls based on personality and looks, okay? He strains them down to about 30, okay? But you got to understand that all 30 of these girls also had nice, sweet personalities, okay? Really sweet girls, you see what I'm saying? From that 30, he picked, I think it was 10 girls or, no, it's like 6 girls to work at the Playboy Club. Six, that's it, okay? One of the girls he knew, okay? One of the girls was not that hot at all. Okay, like her, I mean, I'm not going to say much, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, what if she listens to this? But she wasn't the hottest thing in the world, but Hugh Hefner liked her, you know what I'm saying? And she was just the sweetest thing. She had like a little look about her. She had one of those looks where it was like, once you get used to the way she looks, you have no choice but to fucking fall in love with her. You see what I'm saying? She wasn't your average 10, but then at the same time, like, you could, her looks could grow on you and you could wind up loving her type of deal, right? Okay. And she was a little exotic. Okay. She turned around and she was picked as one of the 6 out of 300 girls, almost not 300 girls, it's 200 plus girls. Okay. Incredible. Okay, incredible. Okay, the point is when you're out there and you're picking up girls, look at their personalities, okay, and don't just fucking deal with the bitch just because she's fucking hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, looks have something to do with it, but it's not the end all be all. Okay, pick your girls based on personality. Okay, because any girl could be a 7. Okay, and a 7, you know, is fuckable. Okay, a 7 could easily turn into a 10 with a couple chicken cutlets and some motherfucking blonde hair and, you know what I'm saying, some high heels and some shit like that. So don't worry about that. Okay, that shit'll come. You see what I'm saying? But you know what? I'd rather have a girl who was like loyal as shit, down as fuck, just love the shit out of me and was a 7, okay? And I pay for her Playboy makeover, okay? And she's still that same loyal person, okay? Then deal with some fucking 10 bitch who's got the worst fucking attitude in the world, and then I go and I try to marry her and shit like that, and, oh, I want to marry you, you're so beautiful, and shit like that, and, you know, she's a conniving bitch. You see what I'm saying? Like, get your shit right, you know? Unsorted. Okay, so, you ever heard of Groundhog's Day, the movie? Okay, so basically, this guy, Bill Murray, is in a loop, some type of time loop or something like that. Okay, where he has to relive the same day over and over. Okay, now, imagine having inside information on each woman. Okay, well, it's kind of like that. Okay. I actually got this example from a popular pickup artist, you know what I'm saying? But when you really think about it, okay, Elite Seduction Labs has the most information, okay, the biggest database, okay, of groundbreaking new tools, okay, to use on women. Okay, so if you were to to use, you know, okay, so like I was saying, back to the example. So say, you know, you were to game the same women over and over again, knowing inside information on them. Okay, you know, how would that affect your game? You know, how would that improve your game? Okay, would you be quitting? Would you say, oh my God, you know, I'm not getting better, or you know, I got rejected, or something like that? No, you're looking at the whole situation all wrong. Okay, you're not supposed to be looking at the situation in a way of like, I failed, I succeeded, like that. You see what I'm saying? You look at the situation like, I gained some new information. I've gained some new insight. I got to practice my timing, okay, with new women. Okay, I got to practice my game on new women. Okay, I got to get into the minds of some women. Okay, I got to break some women down, so to speak. You see what I'm saying? You know, I got to get a little bit more experience. Okay, and the more tools that you have under your belt, okay, the better you're gonna be. Okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't want to go into this world, you know, with imagine if you were working on a construction site, right? And you never knew hammers were invented. Okay, it's just like a suppose, right? Or you never knew, like, you know, electric saws were invented, right? So you're going around, you're manually sawing everything. You see what I'm saying? That's like the seduction community. And the information they have, a lot of it. Then, you know, you come to Elite Seduction Labs, and, you know, you saw right through it. Easy, quick. You know what I'm saying? You know, the point is that, you know, don't look at, instead of looking at things like failures and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Look at it like, this is another day. I got some new information. I got to practice my tools and see how the tools work. You see what I'm saying? You know how you get like how you try things out. You know what I'm saying? Imagine just experimenting. Okay, you know, Elite Seduction Labs, you're an experimenter. Okay, we don't want to fucking teach you how to seduce. It's not my job to teach you how to seduce. My job is to give you tools so that you can use your tools and get results. You see what I'm saying? You know, your results are completely reliant upon you. But we give you a set of tools, a set of high quality tools, and we give you a lot of them. Okay, so you can go out there, you can start experimenting with these tools, okay, and see what they do. See, like, try it out, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, instead of doing it this way, let me try, you know, using this on this. You know what I'm saying? Whoa, that was quick. Wow, that was fast. Except the only thing is it's a seduction, you know what I'm saying? It's completely safe. You see what I'm saying? You know, what if, watching yourself on a big movie screen, right? Okay, and like a virtual reality lab or something like this, you know what I'm saying? And you had all these chemicals, okay, and they could all do all these weird things, and you had all these tools and stuff like this in the lab to break atoms and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You could invent your own thing, you know what I'm saying? Something that's completely separate from the seduction community that emphasizes the part of the game that you like the most. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, okay? Every single pickup artist out there that has a product, most of them, okay, have a specialty. Okay, now there might be parts of their game that might be completely lacking that they have never tried to develop simply because they've been focusing so much on their avenue or their little corner of the or niche in the game and their like little avenue or whatever you want to call it. Okay, me, I like the science. I love the science. I like to give you as many tools as possible, as many like odd tools as possible. You know what I'm saying? I like to give you the arsenal. You know, I want to give you the arsenal of a psychologist with balls. Okay, you know what I'm saying? That's ultimately what you are with Elite Seduction Labs, a psychologist with balls. You go out there, you know, you experiment, You see what I'm saying? With certain psychological tricks and tips and things like this, stuff that most people don't know. Okay, you can string it together any way that you want to. Okay, so that you can have your own thing. Okay, I don't want you to be like this guy or that guy or this guy or that guy, because let me tell you something. Every single pickup artist in the game is human. Okay, let me tell you something. There are guys out there who can have a pretty decent conversation with a woman, but not as good as some guys. You see what I'm saying? You work with Elite Seduction Labs. One of our specialties is foreplay. Okay, foreplay and conversation and just conversation in general, you know, language mastery. Okay, that's like one of our huge specialties, getting into a woman's mind, being able to change your mind in different ways. You see what I'm saying? From a place of respect. Okay, you know, it's not for us, it's not just about sleeping with the woman as much as it is, you know, making this woman completely fall in love with you psychologically, okay, physically, okay, and the way, and because our methods in bed are different. You see what I'm saying? We make sure we get that woman off 20 times before, you know, we get our own self off. That's our motto. That's how we do things. Okay, and we fucking psychologically dominate the fucking game. Okay, you see what I'm saying? All right, so that you can have the feel for things, so that you can, you know, understand yourself, understand her, what she's going through, understand what that glare from her friend means, understand her friend's type. You see what I'm saying? So any situation that you get in, you have an avenue. Okay, there's some pickup artists who are brilliant when it comes to logistics. You see what I'm saying? There's some pickup artists who are brilliant when it comes to inventing new techniques. There are some pickup artists out there, you know, who are absolutely brilliant at making you feel, you know, good about yourself. You see what I'm saying? And what you're and what you have to look forward to as a man. You know what I'm saying? You know, every pickup artist has their own specialty, something that they're good at, and some pickup artists just fucking suck. You know what I'm saying? But we specialize in the science end of things. You see what I'm saying? And let me tell you something, and language and psychology of the mind. So when you have a conversation with her, you can go deep as fuck. Okay? And not only will she want to become your best friend, you will arouse the holy fucking shit out of her. Okay? You see what I'm saying? And she'll want to become your friend, your lover, and everything in between. You know, you add that with some good logistics, and you are better than 99.99999% of the fucking pickup artists out there. Guaranteed. Okay? You get the best when you fuck with Elite Seduction Labs. And your game is just going to skyrocket and get better and better and better. Okay? I guarantee you that. You know what absolutely trips me out about game? I mean, absolutely, like, trips me the fuck out, okay? All right? Everybody's playing the negative game. Everybody's playing the takeaway game. Everybody's playing the play it coy game. You know, everybody's playing the play it cool game. Do you see what I'm saying? You know? And it's stupid. To me, it's fucking stupid. Okay, let me tell you something, okay? You're in a relationship with a girl, right? I will baby her and I will pamper her as long as she deserves it. Okay? You see what I'm saying? And she's not even going to get in a relationship with me if she doesn't deserve it. So obviously, you see what I'm saying? She did something right. Okay? But in order to be in a relationship with me. Okay? But she's in a relationship with me, I'm going to fucking pamper her. I'm going to baby her. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to give her all the positive reinforcement. I'll be her best friend. I'll fucking pamper her and shower her and baby her, okay? Till she's spoiled, okay? Now, I will do that to her for the rest of her life, and she'll be my little girl. Okay, but let me tell you something like this, okay? If she decides that she wants to play games with me and not call me for 3 days or not answer me or call me or talk to me, you see what I'm saying? Or all that types of shit. You see what I'm saying? If she, that's what she decides to do to me, okay? Me? Okay, the person has done all this stuff for her and this and that. I can walk away. I can. You see what I'm saying? But that's the powerful part of Elite Seduction Labs and what our game is about. It's about respect. You see what I'm saying? It's based on respect. I don't have to manipulate her. She's manipulating herself. I don't have to manipulate this girl. There's guys out there to teach, oh, well, you know, make her fall in love with you. And as soon as you know she's starting to fall in love with you, just stop calling her for you know, X amount of days. And then, you know, just pop up at her doorstep and say, oh, baby, you know, oh, I hate clingy girls. And what the fuck, man? Shut the fuck up, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have to play that shit. You don't have to do that shit. You don't have to do anything corrupt, okay? The amount that she hangs herself is the amount of rope that she pulls, okay? But she's not going to do that, okay? She has no need to do that. You see what I'm saying? She's happy. You see what I'm saying? I'm the one who no one else is going to... I mean, let me tell you something. The level of psychology that we fuck with here at Elite Seduction Labs, there's not going to be a person on earth that's going to understand her as much as I do, as much as you do. There's not going to be a man on earth that's going to understand your girl, your perfect 10, okay, like you do. Okay, you're going to understand her inside out. While these other motherfuckers, you know, they do a couple techniques and this and that, and they don't really understand her. You know what I'm saying? They take a couple of basic psychology courses. They think they know the fucking world and shit. You see what I'm saying? They take a little bit of humanistic psychology. You see what I'm saying? They think they know the world, you know, but they don't. You know what I'm saying? It's just the tip of the iceberg on a very, 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 in a very, 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 very deep subject. You see what I'm saying? That the people spend, you know, years in school for. Okay. I study doctors, okay, and I study all their stuff from beginning to advanced, everything, okay. Right now, PSYD, you know what I'm saying, psychologists who know what the fuck they're talking about, and I study their most advanced courses, okay, and understand it inside and out. I know what they're going to say, how they're going to say it, because I've listened to their stuff a zillion times, and I spent thousands of dollars with them. Thousands. And all they have is the most advanced courses, and I understand all of their stuff. Okay? Now I pass it to you. Okay? Pay a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there. You get it? It's good, you know? Okay, but we don't have to play sick manipulative games with women. You know what I'm saying? The degree that she wants to play is the degree that she's gonna get it. She's gonna realize that she's shooting her own self in the foot, and that she's, you know what I'm saying? It's like a runaway teen. You see what I'm saying? Who has a perfect family and everything good? You know, all the food she can eat. You know what I'm saying? Food, you know, shelf stocked with fucking food. Parents that love her. She's got a good tutor and shit. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't even have to struggle with fucking schoolwork. You know what I'm saying? You know, what the fuck is she going to run away from home for? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to ask her. You know what I'm saying? She's going to ask herself, what the fuck am I running away from home for? That's stupid. You see what I'm saying? She's going to realize how stupid it is. She's going to come back. And if she doesn't, out of spite, because she heard audio or something, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, go right ahead. You know what I mean? You know? Like, I've got the game to go out there and get other women. You see what I'm saying? To find a man like me is rare, very rare. You're not going to find a man like me or you on the street corner random. You see what I'm saying? It's very rare, very rare, very fucking rare. Untitled. Okay, so check this out. You're chilling with a girl, whatever. She's already got mad rapport with you. Okay, and she's like got mad rapport with you. She already knows that you're the boss. Okay, she already knows that you're alpha. You see what I'm saying? That you're running the show type deal. It doesn't have to be this overt, yeah, I'm caveman and all this other types of stuff, but she knows that you're running the show. You know what I'm saying? Then you look her in the eyes, of course. You know what I'm saying? You let her know how you feel about her. You know what I'm saying? You let her know how beautiful she is. You know how good she makes you feel, because you're already leading the conversation. Okay? She's going to be flattered. Okay? By her being flattered and her knowing that you're the alpha dude. You see what I'm saying? I mean, even if you were in a fucking strip club environment. Even if you were in a fucking strip club environment and she knows that you're the fucking boss, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a big difference between, you know, some random insecure geek saying, oh, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? And an alpha male type character, you see what I'm saying? Who knows who he is, knows who he wants to be. You see what I'm saying? Who's comfortable in his own skin. You see what I'm saying? Who has approached the hottest women in the world various times. You see what I'm saying? Has gamed them, made them laugh, fucking keynoted, and you know what I'm saying? Fucking, you know, is very comfortable around beautiful women. You see what I'm saying? It's complimenting her. You see what I'm saying? Somebody who stands up for himself. And if she says, you know, gets an attitude, you can quickly fucking, you know what I'm saying, snap back and give a retort that's just as snappy as hers. You see what I'm saying? So bust her. She busts your ball. You bust her ball. You see what I'm saying? Type deal. And you turn around and you call her beautiful. You tell her that she's the most beautiful thing in the world. You know what I'm saying? And you change the vibe. You see what I'm saying? And you change the vibe and you know what I'm saying, make her, you know what I'm saying, fucking comforted, you know what I'm saying? Oh my God, bro, it's over with. You see what I'm saying? She's gonna go so deep into your frame because she's already, I mean, there's so many ducks you have in a row. You see what I'm saying? That you being, you know, Mr., you know, loving, fucking lusting, not lusting, like, oh, I want to fuck you right now so hard, you know what I'm saying, but telling her that she's beautiful and literally just going mad Casanova, mad Don Juan on her, you know what I'm saying? You know how there's like cavemen, you know, going Don Juan on her, you know, you know what I'm saying? It's like going caveman except Don Juan, you know what I'm saying? Really sweeping her off of her feet type of deal, you know what I'm saying? That's right there is going to get her in state really quickly. You see what I'm saying? You know? And then, you know, of course, you want to bust all the misconceptions about sluts and things like that. You know what I mean? Not in an overt way. You know what I'm saying? But, or anything that she's like worried about. You know what I'm saying? If she's not worried about anything, then bypass that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, ultimately, you know what I'm saying? Like, ultimately, you want to be able to, what's the right word for it? You want to be able to lead the conversation and lead the interaction. If you're alpha, you stay in this alpha frame, you really can't fuck it up too bad. You know what I'm saying? A little miss Kino or something like that, you know, you just, you know, pat her on the back and apologize, you know, in an apologetic way, like, okay, yeah, maybe I did too far, whatever. But, you know, you can't fuck it up too bad. You know what I'm saying? You know, because you're the alpha male and she doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? It's like going to another country. Being with you is like going to another country. Okay, you know, it's new and exciting. You know what I'm saying? And so say if somebody cooks you something, you see what I'm saying, from a dish that, you know what I'm saying, you've never had before, right? You've never had this dish. It's a Thai dish. You know what I'm saying? And say they put too much salt in it or something like that. Or they put too much fucking basil or oregano or some shit like that in it, right? And, you know, they're the alpha. You see what I'm saying? You're in a Thai restaurant. You're in their environment. Okay? You're not going to think, oh, well, you put too much salt in my fucking Thai food. You see what I'm saying? You put too much basil. You're going to think it's part of the dish. Okay? And since you're already entranced by the Thai restaurant and the nice friendly waitresses and the nice staff and the beautiful ambiance and everything like that, if they put a little too much salt in your fucking, you know, Kung Pao, or a little bit too much sugar in your fucking orange chicken, which I'm sure they do all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna even know. You see what I'm saying? You're not even gonna be aware. You know, you're just gonna eat it. You see what I'm saying? Now, too much is like too much. You know what I'm saying? A pound of sugar or something like that per fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just too much. You're not gonna eat it. You know, but if it's just a couple teaspoons too much, or, you know, a little bit too much, a little bit over calibrated or under calibrated or whatever, not really a big deal. You know what I'm saying? But you do wanna, you know, be able to have a proximity and be in a way that's non-threatening, but then at the same time where you can get closer to her, you see what I'm saying, and constantly escalate, you know what I mean? And you know, with your, because you know there's always an opportunity with the day two, for a day two, you see what I'm saying? You know, you want to be able to establish, okay, a rapport enough for where it's like, I am your friend. You see what I'm saying? Maybe it's like, you know, look, you know, fucking, you know, I need help, you know what I'm saying? Fucking dressing myself, you know, I want to get the best clothes, you know what I'm saying, like the best styles, and I want to stay in style or whatever, you know what I'm saying, like maybe we could, you know, Facebook back and forth, and you know, we could hang out at the mall, and you could show me like what styles are really, you know, forward thinking, blah blah blah, whatever. If she find out she's in fashion, you know what I'm saying, if you find out that she's in music, you know, or a musician or something like that, and you're a musician or you know some musicians, you know, you could always say, hey, you know, I'll hook you up with my friend or something like that, you know. And so you always have an excuse, because she might have a boyfriend, she might have, you know, too many guys that she's seeing, she might not want to be seen as a slut or whatever. So you have a reasonable excuse for the reason that you're coming to her. It's not just some cold approach for a fucking number type deal. You see what I'm saying? This is very powerful. See, the thing is like, when it comes down to it, you know what I'm saying, like with my method and everything like this, I've got this qualifiers built into the entire seduction process on my end. You see what I'm saying? A lot of pickup artists and things like that, they automatically disqualify themselves up front. It's like, oh well, you know, too bad I'm not into you because, you know, I'm gay or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Or they, you know, nag or whatever like that. Okay, what my purpose is not to necessarily disqualify. My purpose is to be nice, to have a good time, and all this other types of stuff. I want to be that, and I want to be able to show that up front. Okay, I want to be able to have that and show that and present that side to me up front. Okay, that, yeah, you know, I don't really care, you know what I'm saying? I'm just up here trying to have a good time, you know what I'm saying, with a beautiful woman. Like, don't get it confused, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you think I'm just some other dude, you know what I'm saying, some random motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a cool-ass motherfucker, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I show, that's what I represent, you see what I'm saying? As soon as I walk in the club, you see what I'm saying? But the thing is I can go very sexual with a woman, with my tonality, with my voice, with the way that I present myself, with the way that my questions have like double, I guess you would call it entendres or something like that. I'm not exactly how to, like, the word for it, but it has, like, a double meaning, okay? Or it's ambiguous, okay? Is it sexual, what he's saying to me? Or is it, you know what I'm saying, regular, what he's saying to me? You see what I'm saying? A lot of times, it could be something as simple as a compliment. You see what I'm saying? To break the ice. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times, you just have to be able to represent, okay, that, you know, you are appalled, okay, and disgusted by women who have these fucked up attitudes. You see what I'm saying? Another thing is women have to fucking test you. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's like, okay, is he a punk? Or is he some guy that's a fucking psycho? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is this guy? You see what I'm saying? How does he handle himself in intense situations? Okay, is he going to give up on me? You see what I'm saying? Is he going to fucking, you know, break? You know what I'm saying? Is his spirit gonna break? You know what I'm saying? Is he, you see what I'm saying? So, it's really has nothing to do with disqualifying at all, in my perception, okay? My perception is it's more about differentiating yourself and showing that you have a value to her. You see what I'm saying? In her life, you see what I'm saying? Even if it's just a sexual conversation, she's a sexual being, she's a sexual person, okay? If I turn around and I make a sexual innuendo or something like that, you see what I'm saying? To her, to shock her system, you see what I'm saying? That's one of the reasons that I do what I do, okay? You know what I mean? Like, if you look at the ultimate base of an egg, okay, and you look at the process and the ultimate processing of negs or disqualifiers or any type of entrance to a girl that makes any type of sense, okay, I'm obviously, what I'm doing is I'm rocking her system. Okay, I'm making her pay attention to the here and now. Her mind's not on, you know, what she did today. Her mind's not on her friends. Her mind's not on her ex-boyfriend. Her mind's not on her, you know, this or that or whatever. Okay, her mind is on what the hell I just said or what I meant by what I just said. If you look at the fucking makeup of negs in general, okay, that's the whole makeup of negs. Okay, the very thing that the most popular and famous pickup artist is known for, okay, it's a technique, okay, like I said, techniques are surface-based, okay, what I mean by surface-based is this, okay, a technique is like, how would I say, a technique is, how would I say, what's a good example of how to describe a technique? A technique is drawn. You see what I'm saying? It's already pre-planned, something that works. This is something that works. Okay? It's not, this is the makeup of what, why it works. It's not, this is the reason that it works. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't show you the entire background of the reason that this whole entire social construction is the reason that she's doing what she's doing, because she doesn't want to be seen as a slut. Okay? You know, this is the reason that she's stonewalling you. You see what I'm saying? Or she doesn't want to be seen as easy. Okay? Or she's had a lot of guys come up to her in the past. Or, you know, if you come at me with a weak approach or something like that, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't even get to me, you know, or I just don't even want to be bored. You see what I'm saying right now or whatever. And this is the reason that she's doing this. Okay. Well, then how can I, how would you say, how can I, what's the word for it? How can I reverse this? You see what I'm saying? How can I alter or change this construction so that she does feel interested in the conversation, so that she does feel interested in me, so that she does feel attracted to me? You see what I'm saying? Okay, a lot of the stuff that I talk about in the principles of lust, okay, very heavily, is the impact that I go in. You see what I'm saying? If I go in full guns blazing, I'm fucking the man. I'm bam. Here I am. Nothing can shake me. I've just hit on every fucking girl in the goddamn room. I don't give a fuck. You see what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to go through her mind more and more and more and more and more. who the fuck is this guy who keeps hitting on all these fucking girls? He doesn't give a fuck. You see what I'm saying? He doesn't give a fuck. Okay? Okay? I'm not going to build that in some comfort stage. I have to show her that, you know, this is... to, you know, give her some type of arousal, okay? Because the more that I peak her arousal out, her emotional arousal, okay? She's used to guys hitting on her and stuff like this. I have to amplify her emotional arousal to get her out of the state or whatever she's focused on right now. So say like this, right? She's having a conversation with her mind about how, you know, her boyfriend left her and how she's this and how he's that and how her friends are this and that. And she has this whole, you know, social construction built out in her mind. And she's just sure, okay? You know what I'm saying? She's just sure that this is the way that it is and this is the way that it's going to be, okay? And she's absolutely 100% positive that this is how it is. Okay, she's 100% positive, 100 fucking percent positive. She doesn't give a fuck. You see what I'm saying? She's 100% positive that this is the way that it is, and this is the way that this relationship is. This is the way that he is. This is the way that she is. This is the way that everybody is, and she's bored. Okay, so when I peek her out emotionally, okay, now I've shaken that system up. I've, you know, put dynamite under that system, okay, and blown that system to shreds. You see what I'm saying? She's going to show emotional change in her body, okay? You see what I'm saying? She's going to show an emotional change in her body, okay? Now, if I were to do this, okay, and then continue to have a regular, normal, comfort-building conversation with her, okay, then I could build comfort, but I still hooked her emotionally. Okay, now what do I do? Okay, because personally, I don't want to nag her necessarily. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to take anything away from her. I want to give to her. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of guys out there in the pickup artist community. There's just one particular company that I like a lot, where it's like, instead of taking value away from her, you see what I'm saying, by disqualifying or nagging or whatever, you see what I'm saying? It's basically adding quality. I am a high value person who has infinite to give. You see what I'm saying? And bam, you know, here's a little bit for you. You know, who are you? You know, I am this person. You see what I'm saying? I've come to conquer the world. You see what I'm saying? There's automatic interest. She's already interested. Okay? So now if I can get close to her, I can give her great eye contact, I can touch her. You see what I'm saying? It's going to escalate. I've already broken the fucking system. Okay? Now I use different covert hypnosis tactics. You see what I'm saying? To continually break down these barriers and these walls that she has up for herself. And I can tell what those are by listening to what the fuck she's saying. You see what I'm saying? So while I'm in comfort, I'm also brainwashing her or hypnotizing her in a sense. You see what I'm saying? Changing the way that she thinks about things while being sexual, while touching. You see what I'm saying? So you don't have to fucking, you know, nag a chick or whatever. You see what I'm saying? To get her attention. You see what I mean? Now, or, you know, you don't have to do that. You don't even have to disqualify yourself. Okay? All you have to do is shake up her internal system and rattle it, okay, and get her her emotionally peaked out. Okay, now she's emotionally peaked out, so now you can go and move up on the rest.